Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. We lost the suggestion box. I don't know what to talk about tonight. We could just sit here. You're all tired of hearing things anyway, aren't you? We should talk about being weary on the path. You know? Like, how long do I have to go on with this? You can see why there was a lot of attempt at getting rid of mind thinking, you know? Seems like a logical conclusion. If you could somehow get that out of the way, it would be easier. At least there wouldn't be somebody complaining all the time. You might still be in pain, but... So samadhi is a form of being stoned, basically. You're so high you don't know you're in pain. Okay. I think naturally, not only on a sort of relative personal level, we seek wellness, you know, balance, harmony, comfort, pleasure, fulfillment. Interestingly enough, on an absolute level, those things are also present. I think that's what the draw is, the motivating force to become so-called free. To really put it simply is to just, you know, have a little more joy, a little more enjoyment, a little less angst. Can you find that moment, even right now, where you're not seeking, not trying? Not resisting. because even in our thinking, we're often resisting, or we're trying, or we're grasping. So even if these words are like foreign, or the sound of them, or the combination of them is foreign, can you listen and not care that you don't understand? Can you let go just for a moment? See? That feels good, doesn't it? As you continue to let go, you open, expand, and eventually often get terrified. You know, you might let go to a certain degree, and all of a sudden there's all this kundalini stuff happening. That's very normal. I had tons of that stuff decades ago. I enjoyed it. It's fun to get thrown off my cushion into the wall. Not really, but... My friends who observed it thought it was really funny. I wasn't doing it. It was doing it by itself, this energy thing. And then you get to the place where there's just this complete letting go wanting to happen. It's just your nature. It's the gravitational force working itself through all of your cells and your being. And many people come to that place. I work with many people who are moving through that trajectory of terror, of bliss, and then pulling back in and wanting to hold back on. And that can be hard to go back, to have the back and forth. And most people have some version of the sort of clearing and opening and intensifying, and then too much pulling back. And hopefully not getting into blame and judgment and trying to figure it out, but just, okay, this is the ride. So we naturally gravitate to this kind of support here, where fundamentally what's here is an energetic resonance that's, you might be able to see it, you might be able to feel it. You might be able to tune into how it's opening and resonating your own frequency. Or you may just feel the symptoms of it in your body or your mind or your emotional realm. Things might start getting stirred, activated. Notice how you are being here right now. Drop the conclusions. Drop the comparisons. Drop the future and the past. Drop all thought. And just let yourself be here. And notice what isn't wanting to be here, if anything. If it's an inner voice running a number, open the attention field so that you can hear it from a bigger distance. Stay. step back from that voice and open your attention up. And just rest in stillness, rest in this presence right now. Notice that your natural state is to be at peace. Is to naturally find balance. Notice if you can perceive the natural opening or expanding of awareness. And let that happen. You come to a place naturally on the path where you realize that we don't know what's happening. There are no answers to the big questions. There's just big questions. And can you let the big question just be here? Can you sit in the big question or even in the small question? Notice what happens when you just sit in the question, your question. Whatever that is. Even if it's a relative question about some condition that's feels like a burden or a struggle. See, I can feel that you're allowing that right now because there's an opening. So we give space to whatever the condition is. Opening naturally follows. That's how it works. You get that? We always want to fix the condition, figure it out, get rid of it, make it better, all that. And that's okay on a relative level to want that and to do it even. It's okay to build a better mousetrap. You know, digital. Bluetooth operated.
I forgot where I was going with that. Hold on. Is that frustrating at all? Or? Good. I'm regularly cracking up when I completely forget things. It's just so funny, actually. I'm just sitting. It's like I'm, you know, I was playing my violin the other day and I hadn't played recently and it was so wonderful. And I, you know, being here is like listening to music. For me, it's like listening to music in the silence, feeling and listening to the music of our being, harmonizing and connecting. And it's incredible. That's what satsang is. It's like a symphony of energy. It's like our instruments become tuned automatically. You just have to let them. Let them become harmonized. And you can feel the aliveness in the room growing, the presence in the room naturally growing. My talk is just killing time, basically. Something else that's going on here that's really happening. Yeah, good. But language and expression has a power in it as well. How we communicate with ourselves and others actually is significant, quite significant. So, if you haven't looked at that yet, explore that. I'm not talking about a better philosophy. I'm talking about relationship, how you treat yourself, how you listen to yourself, how you're available to feel what's happening. Completely open and honest about it. I regularly find that a lot of what's in the way is that somehow we're missing something that we don't really want to acknowledge. Some desire, some fear, something. And that when we really get it, when we grok it, you know that word, grok? Total comprehension kind of thing. Things can profoundly shift. Yeah. All the resources that you need to become free are here right now, always with you, always available, every moment. So whatever is being presented, whatever is offered in the moment right now, can you find the communication in that for you? Every time you do, you'll open. Every time you do, something will shift, release, integrate, expand, let go. And so you have a natural kind of psychic biofeedback system already built in. You don't have to download it. You may need to remember the password or reset the password. Can't remember that password. What was it? Oh, yeah, breath. I haven't been breathing. Oh, yeah, whole body aware. Oh, yeah, there's a whole body here. Wow. How amazing. You know what? Just try being aware of your whole body right now for a minute. That's it. You know, take the elevator down out of the top floor. Bring it down a couple of floors, you know, throat, heart, gut, you know, this part down here, legs. Breathe into your whole body. Breathe awareness, breathe attention into the whole body. You can just breathe and be aware of your whole body at the same time. That's what pranayama is. That's what qigong is. That's what it is, fundamentally. Same thing. Yeah. Powerful. Just a little reminder, boom, breath, password comes in. All systems open. Back in the now. I think we really like it when we're here, when we're really connected. Then we're engaged, then we're giving and receiving simultaneously. Then we're fluid and more flexible. Our minds, our perceptions, our feeling, everything. We're more alive. We're dancing. We're living fully. And then it's like, yeah, this is the point. Point is to keep finding your way and finding that it's right here. And you know, you are finding it. It's hard not to find it. Suffering is resisting finding it. Suffering is resisting opening, resisting the light. When we stop fighting it, when we stop controlling it, when we stop trying to understand it, when we stop trying to compare it and know it and all that other stuff, it's right here. So put all your stuff in the space of now and let it transmute back into its original source, which is presence. Naturally, it relaxes the body. Naturally, it relaxes the mind and the heart. And life is, at least in that moment, incredibly simple. You know, really complete. Just be careful at that moment to not go in there and say, oh, this is something. Oh! As soon as you get the thought, I got it, drop that one. Just let go of that one. That one is a real burden. I like, I don't know what the hell's going on. And that's okay. I just don't want a crazy to get into office, that's all. Okay, I'll put that in the space. Okay. So notice what comes up, even, you know, the world, the news, the, you know, all of it, the politics, all of it, whatever pushes your buttons, whatever triggers you, your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your partner, whatever it is, right? Your career, your health, your, you know, everything. Bring it right here. Everything. Bring everything here. Find the space that lets everything be here. And watch what happens. Listen what happens. Feel what happens. Don't get in the way. See? It's alchemy. It's transmutation. It's incredible. It works. Try it. Don't believe me. Keep discovering how it works for you each moment. Everybody's guidance system is completely unique. Anybody have any questions? You know, you might even notice if you have this happening, that just notice if you're having a feeling, well, I should have a question, shouldn't I? I mean, how come I don't have a... But notice whatever is coming up for you right now. Yeah, good. So even that thought, you know, or even the thought of what would really make me happy right now? What would I need to know right now to really make me happy? Interesting how that just opens the heart space even to have that question. I invite you, not just here, but I invite you at any time, at any moment, to ask yourself, what do I need right now? What do I really want right now? What's keeping me from being fully here right now? What would it take for me to come completely back fully into this moment right now? Maybe just the question. Have you noticed that when you really ask the question, it's like instant Amazon Prime? You already have it. Okay.
Hi. Well, I guess I feel like I'm just totally unraveling, you know? I know I'm sitting here and being reasonably appropriate in my behavior, but, you know, I feel like at any given moment that I won't be, you know?
You'll be flipping out in some way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I never do, really. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wish I would, you know? I guess it would be more authentic.
That's why we have Satsang on 9th Street. You know, it's, like, it's like if you do it out there, everybody gets it. You know, it's like, oh, she's one of us.
Exactly.
I'm sure you could find a nice, you know, something. Sounds like you're afraid of losing control.
Yeah.
Okay. So let that happen. Let the emotion on that move, because that's what you're holding back. The fear of losing control. There you go. You see, even as I say it, you're opening. I don't know if you can feel it. Yeah. It's safe to let go.
I know.
Well, not letting go creates a balloon that keeps getting blowing up until it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Going to explode.
Yeah.
Just let go of the balloon. You can't push that. You know?
I just want to like scream and yell and swear and stomp my feet.
So bring your towel next time. Stuff it in your mouth. Yeah, I understand. Take a deep breath and release it. That was a very shallow breath. Deeper. Come on. Through the mouth. Everyone can do it if you want. Deep through the mouth. Come on. That's it. Good. That's better. That's good. Try another one. Now, don't blow it.
Okay.
Release it.
It's so mad, I can't do it right. I can't do anything right. I can't do anything.
You're screwing
right.
up again, Bobby.
Well, I am. Yeah.
You're not doing it wrong.
I'm doing, yeah. Oh, God. I've just been beating up on myself. Just terrible.
Oh.
Just terrible.
Oh. Don't do that anymore. Don't do that anymore. Be nice to yourself. Yeah. We do have to learn how to be nicer to ourselves, actually.
Yeah.
Most people are pretty hard on themselves. True. Try another breath through the mouth.
I don't even know.
Look, everything is a mistake, so you
yeah.
can't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Keep screwing up. It's good. You're screwing up very well.
I'm really good at it.
Great. That's perfect. You don't have to worry anymore.
Oh, I get so scared. It's like, oh my God.
I wanted to tweet this. I didn't know if people would get it, but I think now is the time to say it. The only perfection is imperfection. Take a breath. I don't care how you do it. Just try.
I don't know how to breathe. I remember when I first became self-conscious about smiling, you know, as a little girl and, you know, smiling for pictures. And I would, you know, I just didn't know how to smile anymore, you know. And
just say cheese. It works.
Yeah.
Cheese. Think of something funny.
I just, yeah, I don't want to think anymore, and I just don't know how to stop thinking.
Breathe. Just redirect your attention. Don't stop thinking. You can't stop.
No, I can't.
Thinking will stop when it's ready. It will stop by itself. Just notice that you're fighting yourself. You're fighting your thinking.
Yeah, feel like I've been in the trenches. I've been like at war for several weeks now. I don't know how to get back, you know?
Just gently guide yourself. Gently guide yourself right now to feel your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Your hands on your legs. Feel the chair supporting you. Just let the emotion come.
It's so scary sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's okay. It's here. It's just energy moving. Yeah. Things are opening. Fear is a natural indicator of letting go. That's it. You're letting it happen now. Letting happen is happening right now. Can you sense that?
Yeah.
Good. Right now. This is non-doing.
Good.
The problem is you're doing. That's where people, they're still caught in doing, and that's the problem. That's why, you know, okay. So just keep noticing the non-doing, the opening. Give that the attention, not anything else. The rest of it's just some movement, some pain, some emotion, fear, whatever. Okay? Good. Good. You're stabilizing. Good. Feel that? Yeah. See, what you can't handle is your vastness and your power and your light. Yeah. People are resisting that. Terror scares them. But it's totally fine. It's totally safe. It's actually really restful.
Oh, God. I'm exhausted fighting it.
See, you're letting opening happen right now. Good. So you're not struggling right now. You're actually open. See?
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You're welcome. Get by with a little help from my friends. I don't know how old I was. 17, maybe. some friends and I went to a Fillmore concert over here. It was at Van Ness and Market upstairs. It's where the Fillmore was, most of the Fillmore concerts. And we saw this guy singing on stage and having a fit. We didn't know who he was. He had first concert in the United States, never played here before. Nobody was there, actually. Everybody was in Berkeley seeing Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, I think. And we go, oh, man, this guy's amazing, isn't it? It was Joe Cocker. Get by with a little help from my friends. I thought, oh, I love this guy. Did you see him? Yeah, you know, we get by with a little help from our friends. That's what we're doing here. Okay. Hi.
Hi. I'm not at Amazon Prime. I'm clear on that.
You have two-day delivery, or is it standard shipping?
I'm really aware of the energy of joy in this room, and I'm really grateful.
Oh, nice.
And it feels very unfamiliar. So I'm really that much more grateful. But when you were talking about if you think of what you want that makes you happy and feeling your heart open, which was right before Amazon Prime, by the way, if you lost your place.
I don't have a place, I'm sorry.
I could tell there was a lot of structure and linear process to this, yeah. Kidding. And I'm enjoying, you know, playful banter because I'm the happy thing. My heart doesn't open, and at least right now. And I know part of it is I'm in week 4 of fighting a virus, and I'm sorry for the coughing. It's like enormously better, enormously. But I feel like my lungs are full of Elmer's glue, and it's grief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I, at the beginning, when you were talking about how much longer do we have to do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just let you feel that. Just let that come out.
Let what come out?
That pain, that grief. The tears, whatever that is that's moving right now. How long do you have to keep doing this? See, that's the one. That's your question. That's the one that's moving you. That's the one that's opening you.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Please. Of course. Not I get it. That's part of that. That's part of the whole thing. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of this. See, that's what I was talking about. Finding the expression that opens the door. See, and we find out that we're not doing it. That's the great news. It's doing it. See, you're opening. You get it. You're tuning in. And there's healing happening. Your body's going through a number. There's grief. There's whatever needing to come through. We're constantly transforming as human beings.
I agree with that. But I also question things that aren't transforming, that I just want to be able to turn off my sensitivity to things.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just feel that one, too. I want to be able to turn off my... There you go. See, that one needs to be said, too.
No, I don't want to say it. I want to do it. I don't...
I understand. But what I'm sensing with you and feeling with you as you're saying is that it's happening. You're opening more.
I feel like I'm always so, am I allowed to cuss here? Open.
You can cuss here, yeah, sure.
I feel like I'm always so fucking open. I don't want to be open anymore.
Okay. Yeah. I think you're holding back your openness. I think there's more that will free you.
More what?
Opening. Different. You're on the cusp of it. You're fighting it. That's okay. I'm not blaming you. I'm just sensing it, seeing it. But you are right now opening more, and it's not the part that, it has nothing to do with the part that doesn't want to be sensitive. From where I sit and what I see, you're more open right now than when you got up here.
So that's not exactly what I was going for.
It's going to be a painful process, you know, and can be difficult, like you're describing.
I'm so keenly, and part of it, I work in a field where, by choice, I deal with death and loss. Mm-hmm. And I'm so keenly tuned in, aware of, sensitive to, I don't know, whatever, so much suffering, and mm-hmm. I can't seem to expunge it or find a way to get back to.
Right, I can see. Yeah, I get it. We need to have a longer conversation about this. I'm very aware of that. You need to clear all that. You need to clear all of it because you're taking it on. It's really important. Yeah. Yeah. So just simply, I would say right now, or when you can, really do guided awareness through your whole body as slowly and detailed as you like. Really, really go into the tissues and the structures and the cells through your whole body and breathe. It's like you're congested with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am thinking of illness as metaphor right now because sure. I haven't been this sick. Uh-huh. In decades. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. Like, it just started with a cough and a cold, and then I thought I had strep, and then ear infections and eye infections. And it's like, what the hell, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's more than this that's clogged up. There's just...
Yeah. Yeah, this is really... This is where being selfless is absolutely life and death.
Being selfless is life or death?
Life and death. In other words, you need to clear this. You need to get out. You need to clear your whole self to do what you're doing in the world.
Then I guess I don't know how.
Well, I'm teaching you. I'm showing you. I'm giving you some input.
Great. Rock on.
You got to do the work. But what I just recommended would be a beginning step. But there's more to say about it, but I don't want to overload you right now.
Breathe into my cells and the fiber of my being. Is that what I heard?
Pardon me?
What I heard you say to start is just to breathe into...
Well, do a guided awareness through, like, a very through your whole body, just to begin to help all of your channels clear, your deep channels clear. Okay. I've worked a lot with healers. I used to be a healer for decades, so I'm very aware of this work and what you need to keep yourself clear. To do the kind of work you're doing, you have to be.
I feel like I'm called to be, it's supposed to be here to be a healer, but I am just...
Well, you need to do yourself now.
Yeah.
You have to. You don't have a choice. You can. You will. You've got what it takes. I can feel it and see it. You're gonna make it. You're gonna do it. Absolutely. Just need a few little guide points, and then you need to get to work on your. And this is where we do. I mean, there's a place where we do work on ourselves.
And I keep making choices to do work on myself, but this, there's something that has to shift.
Well, this piece may be needed here. Maybe that's why you showed up here tonight. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're ready for this, so that's good, and we can keep working on it.
Okay.
What's your name?
Peggy. John?
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm glad you're here, and you can do this. You can do it. I did it. If I could do it, anybody could. What I had to deal with.
So was part of your dealing with it moving past this, I just want to leave? I mean, did you ever get there where...
Oh, hell yeah. I was there really early. I was there as a teenager. Are you kidding? Yeah.
I got you beat on that too.
No, I yeah. was. I first time I ran away from home, I was three. I started early.
How far did you make it?
When I was four, I looked up at the stars and go, "What the hell's going on here?" That's very precocious, yeah. So I got out of my mother's womb 6 weeks early. I wanted to get started. So this, got a lot to do this life. So, yeah, no, I wasn't going to make it for sure. I was lucky I found the way.
I have a toolkit that I'm really good at showing other people things, and I know the toolkit. And
okay. Well, it always helps. There are blind spots, though. We often need feedback from those who can see things we can't see. No blame, no judgment. I'm sure you've got, I know you have tons of research. It's obvious. I can see that. Sometimes we just, like I was saying to Bob, you need a little help from our friends. That's all. So nothing, no shame and blame in that.
The shame and blame is in the default of, please, Spirit, I just don't want to be here anymore.
Well, it's okay to feel that way. I mean, I think anybody sane feels that way. Even I think it's a sign of sanity to not want to be here.
I'm not just talking about the political season. I'm oh, bigger God. Than that.
No kidding. I
mean,
I'm moving to Canada. I don't know about you. I'm kidding.
I'm not necessarily, but I mean, since I broached that, I'll say the other really scary one, to it's like perseverating on death as a really safe and okay and healthy thing. That's where I hang out.
Well, we're gonna facilitate that on a profound level. You'll get to, you know, it's there's, I mean, the transformation is a kind of death, as it were, but that word is so negatively connotated that I don't like to use it.
Not for me. That's part of my,
you know. Okay, great. Well,
no, I think death is a really cool thing. I just maybe think it's too cool of a thing when I'm going through this.
I like to move into the dark side. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to laugh about that.
Good. Good.
Can I go back
now? Sure. Thank you for coming up. Yeah. Okay, so we have a little time now just to sit in silence. Notice the natural movement within you right now. And just be that movement of opening. You know, the little bit of work that Peggy and I did, I think I want to underline a piece there because I think it's really important, which is the power of expressing what you want, what you don't want, whatever it is, even if you think it's unthinkable or unacceptable or shameful or embarrassing or whatever, to be able to put your cards on the table and just say, this is really how I feel. And it isn't about making sense of that. It's about letting go, giving space for the conditional to be transmuted, for you to be given what you truly need. Because until we can just put our cards, until we can just put it out there, what we need really can't get in. As soon as we do that, what we need comes in like that, on a psychic level. It's amazing, really amazing. And that is healing. Even though you may not notice an instant change in your physical condition or whatever, but it sets the stage and it sets the movement towards healing, profound healing, and at the same time, liberation. Because really the integration of our human condition is very much a part of this miraculous opening of our spirit, of our heart and spirit, completely connected. So, as always, it's incredible and amazing to be here with you, and I'm really, really grateful, actually, that we can share this extraordinary space together, and I wish you constant discoveries on this journey and a deep trust in the truth within you that knows the way, and that you can keep finding that and trusting that as you're guided forward, so to speak. I hope to see you soon. And in the meantime, take really good care of yourself. Find out how to take great care of yourself. Okay? Happy trails. See you soon.